Welcome to the Sexy Life Podcast, where you can get your healthy dose of sexy insights from high achievers living the sexy life. Join Lucy, your host, on the journey to a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Sexy Life Podcast. Today, we have with us Orion Tamai, a transformation coach, love and relationship expert, and international speaker. She works with successful high achievers and helps them unleash their feminine power and become a magnet for conscious relationships and love. She's the founder of Orion's Method and the host of the popular podcast, Stellar Life. She helps women increase their energy level, develop a sexy confidence, ignite their passion, and discover a sense of freedom, ease, and flow. So, Orion, without any further ado, please introduce yourself and fill in any gaps in that introduction.
Hello, hello. I think that was a good introduction. Sometimes when I hear my own introduction, I'm like, wow, who is that person? That is so interesting. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really fascinated by what you do. And when I was looking through your website and all the people that you've trained with, and it's incredible. It's very inspiring because those are the same people that I've, you know, followed for a long time. So what is your big vision, Orion?
My biggest vision is to create those sisterhoods globally and touch millions of lives and help women kind of like awaken their inner goddess, that part of them that is sexy and juicy and alive, and really see how amazing and beautiful and powerful they really are. And also, I think that with women, I think supporting and loving each other more and being in that like sisterhood is a very important thing to do, because when we come together like that, we can heal the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the biggest vision.
Yeah, the big vision. Just like, heal the sisterhood.
Yes.
Girl, I hear you. Yes. Yeah, it's so important because that we shape so many lives around us. And there's such a big impact. So what's the impact that you have seen so far in the work that you've been doing?
I've seen when a woman changed her mindset, when she connects with higher vibration, more joy, more fun, when she feels sexier, she attracts more, because people talk a lot about the law of attraction, but we attract from our point of attraction. So if you are on a lower vibration and you're into what's missing and lack and depressed and in pain, then it's hard to attract what you want into your life. So I think the first step is healing oneself. And then from that, you know, it doesn't happen instantaneously. You don't jump from being completely depressed to being completely elated. There are steps in the way. So it's about striving to be better. It's about taking consistent actions every day to feel better, to be better. And I'm not saying that it's about feeling amazing every day. I'm also preaching, feel all your emotions, because all your emotions serve you.
Yes.
This morning I woke up and I was not feeling amazing. And I went to the gym. I talked to my trainer. I was like, I'm not motivated. I don't want to work out. Da, 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 da. Just complaining. And he's like, well, okay. I'm like, no, not okay. I want you to push me.
Make me motivated, dang it.
I was like, well, it's got to come from you. And when he said that, I was like, yeah, it does, doesn't it? I can't put it on other people. It's all on me. So I used that drive. I was angry. I was frustrated. I was, I don't know. I just woke up that way. I had an amazing day yesterday. And this morning I woke up and I was like, but then it's not about ignoring your emotions and put on that mask and be like, oh, everything is amazing. It's good. Yeah. I'm good. I'm excellent. I'm fine. that you don't want that. You want to be like, yes, today I'm feeling like I want to kill somebody.
Hmm.
But what am I going to do with that? Am I going to really kill somebody, or am I going to take this and channel it? And honestly, I had one of the best workouts I had in a very long time, because that energy, that anger was channeled into like, into those like pushing the weight and pushing through and breaking through. And I'm like, okay, I'm frustrated. What am I going to do with it? Am I going to give up? No, I'm going to push forward. I'm tired. I'm going to push forward.
Use the emotion. Don't suppress it.
Yes. And we talked about it. I was like, yeah, you know, sometimes you have to bring different energy.
Yeah. And express authentically, right? Because it doesn't serve anybody to pretend like it's not there.
Yeah. You know, we hold back our emotions so much. And it's not about that. It's about using those emotions for good. Like anger, frustration. I do pole dancing with Sheila Kelly. So sometimes expressing, and what's really nice about this environment is allowing you to express all your emotions in a safe environment of women that love and hold you. There are no mirrors. We are the mirrors for each other.
Yep.
And then I go there, and on the dance floor, I express everything, my rage, my pain, my bliss, my passion. And it's all good. And moving our emotions through the body is so important because we have issues that are stored in our tissues and we want to let go of it. We want to release it.
Yeah.
I don't remember the question, but
I feel like a passion. I really like issues in our tissues. Brilliant. That is so true. Our body stores all of that. Our body remembers, our bodies are wise about all the other history.
And I love what you're doing with your podcast.
Thank you.
It's so brilliant.
And likewise for you.
Thank you.
Because I feel like so aligned.
Yes. High five.
High five, virtual high five.
Because
you guys can see this, but we're giving each other high five virtually.
Because especially, you know, women, we take on, okay, now I'm a successful entrepreneur and I have to shut down my feminine energy and compete like the guys.
Yeah.
Or now I'm a mom, so I can't be sexy because I'm a mom. So I love what you're doing with the sexy mom movement. Hell yay.
Thanks. Yes.
That's amazing.
Because we need to express ourselves too. You know, we have this multidimensional lives. And when we try to separate into, well, this is what work looks like. This is what work should look like. This is what parenting should look like. And then, well, what do I want? You know, what does this look like for me? And so I love that you're furthering, that you're also on this parallel track, you know, where we're empowering women and helping them find like who they really are and get their sexy.
And who they really are is the vibrant, childlike, beautiful, amazing, sexy, goddess-like creature.
Yeah. Yes.
And, right, and I think that every woman has this inner goddess inside of her. Yeah. And I also, okay, just to clarify, it's not about getting rid of all the masculine traits.
No, we need those too. They're very, very useful, resourceful, powerful.
It's about the integration. Mm-hmm. But most women, and I think this is why people listen to your podcast. This is why women listen to your podcast, because they know that there is truth in that, in the sexy mama expression. They know there is truth in that, and that's why they're listening. There is truth in owning your feminine. There is truth in owning your sexy, and there is truth in, you know, there is the hashtag power, girl power. And it's almost like we always try to prove ourselves. I'm a woman, but I'm strong. I haven't seen a man that says, I'm a man and I'm strong. Boy power.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
We are powerful beyond measure.
Yeah, we don't need to prove it to anybody or validate it.
Yes. And the mix of the feminine and the masculine, like we create worlds. We are the givers of life. We have so much power, not only in our masculine traits, but also in our feminine trait and in our sexuality. We have so much power.
Yeah. Because in that feminine space is where we create, where we nurture, where we are free, and we just have all these ideas and we're open and receptive. And it's just, you know, we can't continue the world with just masculine. So I love that your approach is integrating the two, because that is so
And feeling all your emotions. Like if a guy tells you you're too emotional, say, well, thank you. That's why I am who I am. I can feel everything. I can see everything. I have a sixth sense. And I'm here to support you with all that I am.
Yes. Hey, have you seen, do you watch stand-up comedy?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes. I love comedy. Yes.
Have you watched Trevor Noah, now that he's on The Daily Show, but he has a stand-up from, I think, this year on Netflix. And he does this thing. Is it okay if we go there?
Let's go there. Let's go wherever you want to go.
That would be expressive right now. So he has this bit where he talks about how everybody, when they say don't be weak, they're like, don't be a pussy. And he's like, what is that about? We should say don't be a penis, because
exactly, don't be a dick.
Hanging out, you know, like, hello. Yeah. And I remember I had these neighbors who are a lesbian couple, and one time my husband, because he was very ingrained in the military culture, was like, don't be a pussy, don't do this, don't be, you know. And it's just ingrained in them. It was just a cultural thing. And language just came out. And one time he said that, he said, I don't want to, you know, look like a pussy. And she said, you know what? You listen to me. Pussies are strong.
Yeah, of course.
They're children. They bounce back. They keep going. Like, they produce more children. I've had four kids, and I can attest to that.
And they bring a lot of pleasure too.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, they're so powerful.
And my joy.
So yeah, I think so. Now when I hear somebody say that, I just kind of laugh.
There's so many misleading things in our language. And now, like, she's a bitch, he's a pussy, he's a dick. Even I just, like, fell into the trap of saying, no, he's a dick. <It's> like, no, you know, those, that we, me too, me, hashtag me too. We need to watch our language and the way we speak to ourselves in our own minds, and the way we speak about ourselves to other people, and the way we speak about other people to other people, because language is powerful. And everything that we say gets embedded in our subconscious mind and in our programming. So mindfulness is important. And you know, we get dragged into social expression or becoming like passionate about a cause. And sometimes we forget that the absolute truth is love. And coming from that place is the way to heal the world, heal a relationship with somebody else and with yourself.
Yes. You know what? One thing I heard recently was, you know, following our intuition, right? Following the voice. And people often ask, you know, well, how do you know if it's that inner voice or if it's your ego or if it's fear or whatever? And one of the best explanations that I heard for this, so simple, was the voice will never lead you to hurt yourself or others.
Beautiful.
Because that's love.
Yes.
You know? And that helps so much, because then it's, okay, well, here's a starting point.
And so many people are looking for love in all the wrong places. They look for, you know, if I make more money, I'll feel more loved. If I'll be nicer, if I become a big boss, I'll feel love. If I'll have this relationship with that person, I'll have love. But we are 100% responsible for feeling love.
Yeah.
And I had to learn it for myself, because I wasn't in a, you know, I spent some time in an abusive relationship, and I was in a dark place where I was very depressed, and there was zero self-love there, because I was brainwashed to think that I am worthless and all kinds of horrible things.
Yeah.
And I had to find love, not from external sources. I had to find love from within, and from a connection with God, creator, higher source, that power that makes your heart beat without you even thinking about it. Yeah. That power that you know, it moves the universe. And we are a part. I mean, we are the light of the creator, and we can tap into that power. And then the illusion of loneliness, separation, or the fear of I have to take everything on my own shoulders disappear, because we can get help from that higher power, and we can get love from
always
that
available.
Higher power. It's always available.
Always there, and it's and we're whole and complete already.
Yes.
And then we take that into the relationships, and it's
yes,
yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh! So what? Who has been your biggest role model?
OMG, I don't know. Well, obviously, personally, my mom. My mom did. She's been through a lot, and she did a lot of work on herself. So I was really influenced by that. She also introduced me when I was just a teenager to the work of Louise Hay, and also to a book that I love from Joseph Murphy's, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, and understanding that I am a manifester and creator. And that was before The Secret and The Law of Attraction and all that inflated and became so popular. Yeah. And I lived my life by that code. So I owe that to my mom. But other people, I mean, like you said, I studied with many people. Wow. Tony Robbins is one of my greatest influences. I studied with Sheila Kelly. I had to connect to my femininity. Mm-hmm. I studied with Jaya, who is a world-renowned sexologist. I was in her mastermind on how to improve my sex life and accept all my dirty desires.
Oh, there's so much. There's a whole conversation just right there. Oh my gosh.
Even the word dirty, it's not. Why would it be dirty?
Yeah. No.
Why would our desires be dirty?
And
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I just said it to sound sensational.
Because people, they connect, they understand that. They're like, oh,
yes.
Dirty. Oh, I know exactly what that is for me.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Many more. Louise Hay was big influence in my life. Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. DeMartini, Brendan Burchard, so many people, so many.
Basically all the greats. I didn't hear you say Oprah, but she's not really in that realm. She's more like the inspiration, bring them together kind of gal. Oh my gosh. So what are you most excited about right now, Orion?
Right now, I am excited about launching my challenge, Awaken Your Inner Goddess 7-Day Challenge. I launched it last year for the first time, and we did it before Valentine's Day, and it was kind of like a self-love challenge. So by the time Valentine's come, they don't feel that like, oh my God, it's Valentine's, and they just, you know, go in and get depressed and eat too much chocolate and all that. Just to overcompensate. Yes, hugging a teddy bear, crying to the pillow. And, you know, jokes aside, when I was single, I had times when I was, like, crying. I was like, I don't want to be single anymore. I want to be loved by somebody. I mean, it does help, you know. So we launched it last year, and I had 450 women take on the challenge. And from last year to this year, there's so many awesome things that happened. Like, well, I was invited to a wedding. and this lady was like, you know, it's been, she's just over 50, but she said, she expressed this as, I've waited for this kind of love for 50 years and I didn't know it can exist.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And women are like, there are so many, like women connected, women, and sometimes it takes simple steps that are done consistently to change the mindset and the filters we see the world through. Because when you change the filter, you see the world through, the world change. When you change, the world around you change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to so many ladies that took the challenge. So I'm excited about this. I'm a little scared because it was such a great success last year, and I'm now going to double and triple and quadruple it.
The stakes are higher.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Oh my gosh. Okay, so when does the challenge begin?
I'm going to start launching it probably in mid-January or beginning of February is where I'm going to just start posting about it and talking about it and and getting women to take it and sign up. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So where can our audience go to learn more about what you're doing and follow your work?
All right. Well, go to www.oriansmethod.com. That's oriansmethod.com. Also, you can listen to my podcast, StellarLifePodcast.com. Yes. And you can download an ebook on how to become a love magnet. And that's oriansmethod.com/love magnet.
Ooh, love magnet. Okay, so everyone, I will be putting all these links in the show note description here. So you won't skip a beat. We're going to have Stellar Life Podcast and then Orion's Method and the love magnet that you're offering.
Yes.
So Orion, before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I just want to remind everybody that is listening that no matter where you are, there is always the next level, and that feelings are transitory. And even if you're in a place where you feel a little stuck and nothing is really working or nothing is moving as fast as it should, just take a deep breath, connect to your body, tell yourself some nice things. Go do something fun, move your body, change your physiology, and things will get better every day.
Yeah, everything is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
It will pass.
And I also want to thank you. It was so much fun.
Thank you, too. Of course. Oh, my gosh. Thank you again. Thank you again for being here with us, Orion.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Life Podcast. For more resources for your sexy life, visit sexylifecoaching.com. See you there.